ready for the big show?
Got kicking squat.
You ready for the big show?
In the net.
From sonofcheese.com, here come Derek Knight.
I'm not fat, I'm big bone.
And from fizzleandpop.com.
I'm not fat, it's all this fur. It makes me look poofy.
Here come Colin Burton. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Indeed, it is Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight, sonofcheese.com, as you've already heard. And with me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com. Say hi to the kids, Colin.
Hi, kids.
How'd you like that new intro?
That was awesome.
Didn't you? Yeah, it was. It's like a little bit of lasers and a little bit of the announcer and a little bit of stuff we could get sued for. It's exciting. It's like on the edge. It's dangerous.
It is sheer genius. I mean,
yay. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. But
come on.
Hey, whatever.
Don't be modest.
Anyhow, this week, kids, I should apologize for last week's non-show, but actually. I should make Audacity apologize because it was Audacity's fault, and as such, we are taking a maiden recording voyage aboard the SS GarageBand. We'll see how things handle within GarageBand. In fact, I'm going to put GarageBand and Audacity head-to-head and see who comes out alive. Two goes in, only one comes out. It's a head-to-head Texas-style steel cage software match. Actually, though, the interface for GarageBand is a tinch more user-friendly. And it makes things a little bit easier, so that will probably play in my decision whether I'm going to stick with GarageBand. But, of course, the largest thing that would be whether or not GarageBand craps out at the 22-minute mark. If it doesn't, I'm sticking with GarageBand. So that I could continue, so that we could continue to churn out this high-quality crap, which you have come to expect as listener.
Right.
You're like, whatever.
I'm just thinking, you know, if it craps out again, then it's, maybe it's a message from God that it's time for us to stop.
That's one way to look at it, I guess. But anyhow, we are behind in heaping praise upon you, Colin, because it seems that the Shirtwoot Yahweh hath smiled upon you. Not only was Colin selected for a regular shirt sale at shirt.woot.com, but recently also finished in the top three of one of those Shirt.Woot derbies. And so, Colin, please to explain to the kids how exactly that happened.
I don't know how it happened. It happened. And it happened against all odds, too.
Against all odds, indeed.
My first time submitting it, I didn't realize I'd misspelled con.
Before you get into that, why don't you go all the way back to the regular shirt sale for Halloween?
Oh.
Because remember, okay. We tried to cover this, but that was on the infamous Lost episode.
Right. Well, that shirt's gone. You can't even buy it now.
Still, though.
It's been reckoned.
Still, though. Tell the kids what happened.
I was asked to submit some Halloween-themed designs, and they picked one and ran with it, and it sold out, and yay.
And yay!
Yeah. So the rest of my derby entries around that time all tanked.
Yeah, and so, at the time, wah, 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 you were thinking, this is the end of Colin's derbiness.
No.
But no! You're supposed to say yes, and then I say, but no!
Oh, I see.
So try it again. Wah, wah, wah.
Yes.
But no! What happened?
I entered the... Actually, I think I skipped the next derby and then entered the one after that.
And the theme for this derby was...
Time travel souvenir, and the big exclusion was no, I went to such and such and all I got was this stupid shirt or anything like that.
Which was sad because one of the ideas you had was I went back to the 1930s and all I got was this lousy Lindbergh baby, which I would have totally purchased because number one, I would have been upset that I didn't come up with the idea first, but number two, I mean, it's just funny.
Right.
But why don't you tell the kids what you did come up with?
I came up with a Genghis Khan tour shirt. Let's see. You have it.
I do.
You have your copy of it. Read it.
Well, it's not like on me at the time. It's got like this skull with flowing hair, and it says Genghis Khan and his Mongol horde, Jin Dynasty tour, and it's got the dates, but. Considering, you know, you do have a District 11 education, so tell the kids the troubles that you had designing this T-shirt.
Oh, you're talking about my...
No, dude, District I can education. Spell, I just can't do math.
All right. Well, I can do math.
But you can't spell!
No, but I blame dyslexia more than the District 11.
Sure. So explain to the kids what happened with this.
I drew it up, like, really last second. I wasn't even going to enter. And I threw it together about a half hour before it was due and submitted about 15 minutes after it was started. And I misspelled con. I spelled it K-A-H-N.
It's too bad you didn't spell it C-A-A-N, because that would have been just
Well, I'm not that bad. That's not dyslexia. That's just stupidity. So
the wrath of James Caan.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah, so I took it down, resubmitted, and at the time it wasn't very high up, so not a big deal. But then I did a little bit more research into the Jin Dynasty, his attack on it.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had put the dates for the entire Jin Dynasty.
The entire dynasty.
So it was well over 100 years.
It was one long goddamn Mongol horde attack.
Yeah. So that wasn't good. And by that point, I was up in the fog.
Which is, you know, if you're up in the fog and you pull it to resubmit, you really got to hope that your army otards that are voting are paying attention.
Exactly. And I did it. I pulled it, resubmitted it, and then slowly clawed my way back up, made it in. And
indeed, against all odds, you finished second in the Derby?
Second place.
And how many entries is that Derby garnering these days?
A lot. Well over.
A rough estimate?
I would say around 300 with
more than a mini numbered
about 100 getting rejected each time, at least 100.
Yeah. So against all odds, indeed, you're actually up there amongst the fog. So both times I've placed cash in your pockets. I bought each of the shirt that Woot has sold, and I would have totally done this last design, the one that finished second in the Derby, completely differently, which is easy for me to say since I don't have an army of tards voting for my shirts like you do. And I know that you said you were going for understated, I guess the thing is, I bought the shirt, so the joke's on me, right?
Not really. I mean, okay, you had already bought the Halloween one that I did, right?
Yes. Well, because I liked that a lot. I liked it. Very colorful.
Well, it's the same color shirt, so you could tell what it would look like by looking at the black on that on the cranberry shirt.
I was hoping against hope that it wouldn't.
Yeah, and I also noticed on their picture that it looks a lot brighter.
Exactly,
than it really
is. And that's the problem with a picture representation of a shirt is it's not always going to be exactly that color.
Right. Hopefully there aren't too many people annoyed. I was checking the forums today on the off chance that other people that were getting their shirts were pissed.
And did you notice that I posted? No, I didn't. No. This guy sucks. His shirt, I can't even read it. He's the worst guy ever.
This is kind of funny, though.
Okay.
I forgot to put over or the 2-day shipping. So my shirts are God knows where they are.
They're being shipped via FedEx Tard Post, and I've got mine already.
Yeah, you've got yours already.
Nice.
So
see?
I really screwed up there.
Just a little screw up, but nothing major. I mean, it's not like the end of the effing world, right?
No. Again, yeah, it's a design that isn't as time sensitive as the Halloween shirt.
Right,
was.
That's true. Although, I think that's a design you can wear year round, but that's just me.
Yeah.
So shifting gears, I don't know if you've noticed, Colin, but it has totally been retard driver week around the neck of the woods that we live in. I don't know if you're having the same encounters as I am, but people have been driving with their collective head up their collective ass like for the past week and a half.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
Yeah. The only reason that I can come up with is the prolonged warm and sunny weather. I've often found that when the weather is nice and warm, people are way distracted. Of course, I can't really talk. I mean, I was driving on the wrong side of the road today, and I didn't realize it. But that's neither here nor there.
No. That is here and there. You're driving on the wrong side of the road.
This will lead into another story later. But I was on my way over to Valley High Golf Course to hit some balls. And I went to turn into the on Shelton into the little outlet that's on Shelton, and right. I don't know why I did it, but before I turned, I just kind of meandered into the oncoming traffic lanes, but nobody was coming, you know, just almost like unconsciously going into a turn lane that wasn't there. And I realized it after a while. I was like, hey, shit, I'm in the wrong, completely wrong side of the road. I'm stupid.
You are old enough to be golfing.
I guess. Yeah, I really, I mean, in that way, I really fit in with the rest of the clientele there. Doesn't look like I would, but boy, apparently it, yeah. So, but that aside, I have seen people do some completely, exceedingly moronic things in front of, in back of, and to the side of me in traffic recently. The most recent incident, in fact, was this morning on my way into the work that we speak not of. But some idiot was driving along up the right lane of the on-ramp to the interstate, which, of course, down by my house, that on-ramp, the right lane, ends before you get to the interstate. And I'm driving in the left lane because, you know, it doesn't end. And I was behind a couple of semis, and instead of getting behind me, this idiot rides right alongside of me, I don't know, expecting me to slam on the brakes or something, thinking that I'm going to slow up and let her in. And I turned to her and mouthed the words, "Your lane has ended," and gave her a little honk, and she got pissed at me and flipped me off. And I'm thinking, you're just too retarded to even
come on. Just, you're supposed to yield to everyone. Supposed to, everyone. You're
supposed to yield to the brain dead, sure. Yep.
You are.
I mean, I just don't understand. And she, at this time, she's like driving half off the shoulder, ready to roll off the road. I mean, like in that vein, it's like, I'm not giving up. It's like that movie Stand By Me. Fall back, Ace! At least Ace was going against a big truck with room to move. I mean, she's going against me, and I'm not. It's like John Goodman from the movie The Big Lebowski. Does anybody else but me care about the rules? That's how I feel. It's the rules. The sign is big. It says right lane ends. And then there's that other sign with the visual for people who can't read that has the lane ending. And then the lane ends, and she's just like, it's like that stage, that denial. It's so strong. I'm going to keep driving because that lane couldn't possibly have ended.
It's the feeling of entitlement.
Notion of entitlement. It's true. So many people have that overblown notion of entitlement. And
I mean, she could have avoided a whole situation by slowing down a little and getting in behind you. But indeed, she didn't want behind you.
Oh, no. She wanted, the thing is,
she wanted in front of you.
She had enough room, if she wanted to early on, to gun it past those semis.
Right.
But she didn't. Instead, she just decided that she wasn't going to be behind me. No, end of the line wasn't, you know, where she was going to be. She was going to be ahead of me. But she was going to be behind the semis. I'm thinking, no, at this point, you've made your decision. In fact, I'm going to make your decision for you. You're not getting in here. I just don't get it. I really don't. And it happens. And it seems to be that everywhere I drive, there's a lane that ends. And everywhere that a lane ends, people are in denial. I have never understood that. I mean, if it's either that they're not paying attention to what's going on, or they literally are way too stupid to have a driver's license. And unfortunately, my money's on the latter, not the former.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any specific stories lately other than stuff I've already told about. So I'm not going to now.
just don't want to rehash anything.
No, I don't want to rehash it. It's old. It's like weeks old now. So. But actually, Heather had a story this morning, but she's not on the pod, so she can't tell it.
Oh, is she in the room?
No, she's at
work. Oh, she's at work.
You could try calling her.
Yeah, I could, but you know.
Okay.
What's her number?
You're going to blank it out, right?
No, I'm going to give it out on air.
Hey, I can hear it.
Right, it effing works.
All right.
That's fine.
That's his flaw. How are you anyway?
I'm on
the air. You're on the air right now.
Well, you're not on the
air. I'm on the air.
You're not on the air, but it's a conference call with Colin on the podcast.
Oh, lucky me.
Because Colin.
Hi, baby.
Colin said, hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Can you hear Colin?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Colin said you had a story to share about traffic woes, people driving like retards here, like this morning.
Like, yeah, you want to hear my story from this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I pulled off of Benetucci on the lake, and there was absolutely nobody there. So, I mean, it's not like I pulled in front of anybody or anything. So I got into the left-hand lane. And I'm just coming up on the Circle Bridge, and there's all this traffic. There's cars everywhere. And this guy, he looked like he was in his mid-50s, driving a little mid-sized sedan, comes flying up on my ass. And then he decides, well, we're going too slow, so he whips into the right-hand lane. Well, he can't get anywhere because there's a truck over there. So we end up in the left lane. We end up being ahead of him. So he whips behind me, and he's following me for a long time. And then when he can finally get in the other lane, he's actually got room to pass me and the other car.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he paces me. And, of course, you know, I don't like looking at other people when I'm driving. I'm afraid, you know, they're going to, like, shoot me or something.
So you I didn't pansy.
For a long... What?
You pansy.
I know, but you never know, and you know how I am. So I'm just singing along with the radio, and I'm trying to ignore the fact that this guy's pacing me. And finally, I looked over, and he's staring at me, and he mouthed something, but I couldn't tell what he said. And so I looked away, and then I looked back at him, and he's still staring at me, and he's giving me this look. And I said, what the fuck are you staring at? And he gave me this, like, this weird, like weird grin. I can't explain it. Like, he was like, it was like a half smile, kind of. And he looked at me, and I said, what the fuck are you staring at? And then he got all freaked out, and he wouldn't look at me anymore, and he zoomed off.
That's actually, even though I didn't know it, that's actually a perfect lead-in story to my next story. So thank you very much for sharing your traffic woes with us.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Heather from Matted Spam joining us via the magics of the Skype phone on the test floor.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You still there?
I'm still there.
Oh, there we are. We're on our own little conference call.
We are. Look at
that. Isn't
that
cute?
That is so cute.
So, yeah. Speaking of staring kids down, earlier today, as I mentioned earlier, I had gone to Valley High to hit some golf balls. And while there, I stared down some wannabe gangbangers because golf out at Valley High is like golf in the hood. It was a nice neighborhood, perhaps, in the 1950s, but not so much today. And often these wannabe gangbanger ass hats wander on to the course and kind of use it as a shortcut to get from one bad part of town to another from time to time. I've seen this happen quite often. In fact, while golfing out there, I've actually hit into a group of them trying to make them move faster. And just, you know, they're there. they know they shouldn't be there. And I can, you know, I can strike the ball quite a bit. So I use that to my advantage. Anyhow, as I was leaving the course, there were two of these idiots walking up the driveway towards the parking lot, trying to act badass and taking up space in the lane I was in, you know, trying to be like, you know, oh, you gonna move for me. And so, of course, I drive right for them, forcing the one of the asshats to abandon his badass plans for the day and squeeze closer to his buddy in an effort to not get mowed down. Of course, because of this, he decided that he was going to give me the hairy eyeball, you know, and stare me down. And as I got closer, he realized that I was staring right back at him, and he got that squeamish genie look like genie gets when I give her the stare down. And not only did he look away, but he looked at the ground. Because he couldn't stare me down. So take that, tough guy. Don't fuck with my steely gaze of doom.
You're the big dog on the golf course.
That's right. Well, I think that they're probably used to, you know, like intimidating old folks. And
right. And you're not quite there yet. You just look.
That's
person.
Right. And awesome. You know how I am. Yeah. I'm not going to back
down. Yeah, it's funny. Your sister's a... worried about getting shot, and you're like encouraging it.
Believe me, these guys weren't armed. All right, I can guarantee.
You never know bad area. You don't know.
That's true. Well, they might have been armed with like a rock or something, but once that rock is thrown, they're unarmed. And believe me, you know I can duck a rock.
And you've got clubs.
That's right. And but yeah, my steely gaze is actually one of my little known talents. I have a disturbing gaze, kids, that I can bust out from time to time, which actually creeps some people out to the point where they cannot look at me. So I guess my hidden talent is being repulsive. So yay me.
And you tried staring me down at the Halloween party, and you lost.
Well, I can't raise that one eyebrow in a quizzical manner like you can. And, you know, you're just...
So that threw your game?
It kind of threw my game off. I mean, my game is looking scary, and you know me too well. You know that I'm not going to do anything to you. But other people don't know that. I can give them the look like, I will eat your flesh. And they, oh, you look at me scary. He's repulsive. I mean, he's hideous. Don't look at him. But
that's funny.
Yeah.
That amuses me.
Well, and you know, I was actually at Valley High one day hitting balls when a group of these kids were wandering across the course, and they got mouthy with some of the old folks that were on the tee near the driving range. And there was a really, really fucking big guy hitting balls there that day, and he turned around, and we both were watching this. We both walked over there to make sure that they, you know, left in a timely fashion. But it's, I just don't understand where these kids, you know, get off thinking that they can wander across the course without without recourse.
That's funny.
That just jerks, you see. Golf is a gentleman's game. There's no room for gangbanging asshats.
That just brings to mind times of playing Grand Theft Auto and riding around in a golf cart shooting at people.
Okay, well, yeah, only in the world of Rockstar Games does golf and gangbanging mix. But
yeah.
But speaking of the weather, because we so were, it has been quite warm here, unseasonably so, in fact, and it's the middle of effing November, and we have had one, count them, one legitimately crappy cold weather snow type day. And it wasn't even a lingerer. It all changed back to normal the next day. In fact, it's been consistently...
October.
Yeah, that was in October. And it's been consistently in the 60s and 70s with sun and happiness and great joy ever since, which is great weather for golf. Bad, though, if... I don't know if you're a tobogganer. But I, for one, hope that it continues because I'd like to play golf, although I know it can't. But I wish it could. But maybe I should, I don't know, move to Hawaii or someplace where it's nice year-round. To this point, though, it's been pretty effing nice. I mean, nothing like last year where, to this point, we had already had three or four snow days.
True, but I think we've got the worst coming ahead of us.
Oh, you think? You're the pessimist? You think all this warm weather is just really being slowly pushed by the worst storm in history?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's going to be like 5 feet of snow. Mm. 3 hours. We're due.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see if you're right or if I'm right, and that's not going to happen.
That's probably not going to happen, but I still think we got some bad days ahead of us.
Oh, we do. There's definitely, I mean, there's always at least one or two blizzards that roll through town, so usually in October and in April, and we've passed October. It's not impossible to happen in, like, December.
No. Just usually.
It doesn't often happen.
Yeah.
Wow, so we couldn't come up with anything more riveting than the weather to talk about.
You came up with that. I didn't. I blame you.
Hey, shifting gears, I hate daylight savings time.
Me too.
For that whole fall back thing. I mean, I hate that whole getting dark at 5, and that's about it. But I just don't get why we have to do it anyway. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Just fall back and leave it.
It's to help the farmers in the field.
There's no farmers anymore. Like, there's no bees. There's no farmers.
I think we should just split the difference. Go a half hour forward. And stop.
How about just don't go forward? What? No.
No.
Just don't go forward.
Ah.
Don't go back. Leave it. Actually, we need to go forward.
Half hour.
We need to go forward from here, but then we need to never touch it. Never. Never.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I think it's time to be over with, though.
Yeah. Well, I've heard
it collapses and we have to start farming again.
Well, that's true. But I have heard people predict that this is the last year that it'll be enforced.
Really?
I've heard people predict that. I mean, of course, these are the same people.
I've heard people predict we won't be using pennies anymore, and I've still got pennies in my pocket. So
indeed, yeah, I was flicking them across the room earlier today.
That's how valuable they are to you.
That's right.
Projectiles for your amusement.
That's right. So on another note, indeed, those of you who read my blog, conveniently located at sonofcheese.com, you've seen the ultrasound pics and even video of my unborn son. And seriously, kids, it's really warm and fuzzy and stuff seeing your unborn child move around in the womb. But I'm here to tell you it's more than a little creepy when you can see the skeleton and it's looking at you and it's moving its little skeleton mouth. It's just fucking weird. But it was really cool that the ultrasound tech was able to capture video and pictures and burn into a CD for us.
Yeah, that reminds me, when Jen called about lunch today, she thought I was you and said that the pictures look great. So I meant to tell you.
You were all like, what?
No, I said, great.
No. Hey. Of course, I think I should probably really stop being impressed by technology. I mean, after all, it's nearly 2008. We got flying cars and shit. And here I am sitting here still impressed with an integrated CD burner and some video. And I mean, I've got my flying car parked in the garage, and yet, you know, I'm impressed by that. I think I should really cease to be impressed by technology at this stage of the game and kind of adopt that aloof attitude of, oh, please, that's nothing.
No, I think actually the next stage is for you to start being baffled by technology.
Well, I can't set my VCR. Exactly. I really wanted to watch that Greg House MD program, but damn it, I can't navigate these menus.
Yep, House is the Matlock of our generation.
Wrong, though. I will not be baffled by technology because I keep my brain sharp by playing Scrabble. That's right. See, kids, as you know, Colin and I are both entrenched in MySpace, and if you're not our damn friend already, what are you waiting for? I personally am holding steady at my predetermined limit of 54 friends. It's tough, but I'm staying committed. But if you know me, give me a friend request. I'll always dump one of those people that I don't really know to add you, because I like you, and you know who you are. But if you're on MySpace, hit us up. But we're also both on Facebook now, and you can play Scrabble on Facebook, which is a lot of fun, except that the games take a while. Like, it's like cricket, where the games can take days. It's like Justin's wife, Jennifer, I played a game of Scrabble against her, and it took like an entire week before I thoroughly pounded her into the ground, Scrabble style.
And it really takes a long time when I invite multiple
people that don't know the game is being played. Yeah,
and then forget to tell them. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to tell them that the game's going on. Speaking of which, the girl that we recently talked to on the phone, the game's going on. Go play Scrabble.
Yeah.
But if any listener out there wants to challenge us to a game of Scrabble, find us on Facebook and challenge away.
You keep glossing over the fact that I hate Scrabble much like I hate golf, except I'll play Scrabble.
Yeah, because Scrabble isn't really, you know, it takes no athleticism whatsoever.
But it'll keep my brain sharp, according
it'll
to you.
It'll stave off the Alzheimer's, kid.
That's right.
It'll stave off the Alzheimer's.
Whereas golf brings on the Alzheimer's.
You might be right.
I think.
But speaking of MySpace, because we so were, I like you, am being becoming way tired of the spam friend requests that all have the same things on them. Buy online at Mega Farm. See my nudie pics, because MySpace won't allow them. But I think the worst part is whichever loser Nigerian puts these together always uses the same quote at the top of the MySpace profile. It simply says, cool. Of course, on the other hand, that makes it really easy to identify which ones are good and which ones are bad, especially if by some miracle these Nigerians figure out a way to make the profiles look like they belong to somebody who might actually want to be my friend and trick me, except for how it says, cool. I'll always click spam.
I also like to see multiple requests from the same picture. That's always good.
Yeah, and I also like it when the picture says, when it says, somebody hacked my MySpace, that's not me, but that's a girl I know. If you want to see my picture, click through to this scam site.
What a coincidence. Somebody hacked it and put up somebody you know. Wow.
I know. Isn't that something? Somebody hacked it, but you still want to be my friend.
You'd think they'd hack it and put a picture of Goatsy or something.
I don't even know what Goatsy is, although I've
really?
Heard... See, well, I've heard of it. I know how to spell it. I know it's not work safe, but I have never actually been curious enough to venture beyond it. What is Goatsy?
All I can say is you'll have to look it up, and when you do...
Avert your eyes?
Sorry. You can't ever unlook at it. Let me put it to you that way.
Part of your life you can't have back.
You'll stop playing Scrabble just so you can eventually forget Goatsy.
Maybe I just will never look at Goatsy. I will be the one person in our population that have never looked at Goatsy.
Yeah, good luck.
Cementing my status as a future senior citizen.
Huh.
Fast track, even, senior citizenry.
I'll show it to you when you get older. I'll put it in a box. put a little picture in a box like it's a present or something.
Okay.
Like your 60th birthday. Like I'll
okay,
still
well, okay, 60th. I was about to say, should I be worried this Christmas? But obviously not. I'll be worried in 27 years.
Yeah, when you figure you've got it in the bag,
Yeah, I'm on the home stretch, and suddenly here comes Goatsy. I don't even know what it is, but it's on its way, and it sounds ominous.
You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah. So, made any major purchases lately, Colin?
Major purchases.
Yeah.
Not major that I can think of. Why?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, you bought all your goalie crap, huh?
Yeah, well, I bought a set of goalie leg pads, which, of course, are big-time monies. I was going to take that monies and buy both a handgun and an Xbox 360, and even though buying the gun and the Xbox would give us something to talk about, since the Xbox 360 is actually something that you are interested in, I went with the goalie pads because, well, you know, my old ones were getting old, and I have this golf ball-sized knot on my left knee because of their deteriorating ability to protect me from pucks. And the new one should be here next week, and, you know, it's something that you're not at all interested in, so I figured I'd bring it up.
Like I told you when we were at lunch, you start with the gun, and then you get the rest with the gun. That's the way you should have done it.
Damn it, I forgot.
It's so much cheaper that way.
Except it's really hard to rob a Canadian over the phone.
Not really.
It's really hard.
You convinced one that he was being deported. I think you could convince one to ship you stuff.
They're not all as gullible. But that would be a fun exercise. Call somebody up and say, I have a gun pointed at the phone. Give me this much. That would be a fun thing to film, especially if you block your number.
Yeah, right.
We should try that. We should try a little,
should we?
Because Skype comes up as kind of an unrecognizable number, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know how traceable it is.
We'll find out.
As long as it's from your house.
Yeah. Sure. So, Colin, since we've been talking about pretty much everything that interests me, how about we talk about something that interests you exclusively? Anything you want. Go.
Yeah.
Anything you want.
Massive.
Oh, and we're out of time. Thanks, kids, for joining us on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It's been a pleasure. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzlinpop.com.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yes, kids, indeed. We will be seeing you back again this same place, this same time. And Hot Shit Garage Band made it through.
Yay! Woohoo!
Yay! We'll see you back again next Wednesday.